Maine High School hosts History of Drag and Queer Joy event by Spencer Lindquist on March 20, 2023. Maine's Deering High School hosted an event called the History of Drag and Queer Joy through a student club. The event, which took place on Friday, March 17, featured curbside queens who go by the names Gigi Gabor and Chartreuse Money. An email from the school's co-principals, Allison Dame and Dr. Jake Gisman, reads, "The event is sponsored by our Gender and Sexuality Alliance, GSA, and is student-initiated and student-led, with teachers' support. At Deering, we support all of our students and their communities. We proudly affirm and stand with the LGBTQ+ students and staff in our community." Meanwhile, a protest of the event was also planned. A graphic advertising the protest reads, "Keep drag out of our schools," also exclaiming, "The time to stand up for your kids is now." Schools in Maine have repeatedly pushed woke gender identity ideology on students, as Breitbart News has documented. One investigation found that the Maine Department of Education had promoted the Trans Youth Equality Foundation, which supplies breast binders to children under the age of 18 and hosts an overnight summer camp for youth who identify as transgender. The camp is held in a confidential location. In a separate instance, a social worker in Maine's central Lincoln County school system allegedly provided a 13-year-old girl with a breast binder without the knowledge or consent of her parents. In yet another investigation, it was revealed that one Maine health teacher discussed methods to dodge public records requests and also hung up posters in a classroom that referred to heterosexual couples as breeders and provided a list of LGBTQ vocabulary terms. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist@Breitbart.com.